political spirit. But just meditate if you want a lesson on what those things mean. The disciples went about illustrating. Instead of a parable, Jesus, you know, usually when he taught, he would give a parable, but he didn't give one about the beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. I think he just thought, you know, you guys are going to demonstrate this. You're going to be my living parable. Over the next two chapters, watch what you're going to do. And they did it. You know, they just right in front of him. And I'm hoping that they connected the dots and that we connect the dots to beware of that political spirit and the religious spirit. But the interesting thing that I began to see and what God began to stir in me was that jealousy is often the thing that's behind every one of these strongholds. Jealousy is the thing in us that causes these things to operate. Jealousy operates by greed. And Kathy spoke earlier this year at a women's conference on jealousy and began to stir my heart about looking at jealousy in my own life. And I realized that I was born jealous. I'm a twin. I didn't get the womb all to myself. My brother was born first. Lots of things. I realized that my jealousy began early and only strengthened over the years. But jealousy is not something that we often look at very often. And I'll just say something about jealousy. It's not a question of if we're jealous. It's when and who and how. It's there. It's much more huge than I ever believed that it could be. This is just kind of a picture of where these cabals are. They're, you know, the Bible talks about the kingdom of this earth and also about the third heaven. And by inference, there's a second heaven, and a cabal operates in the second heaven. This is just an illustration of how a cabal could influence and try to block the communication between heaven and between an organization or an individual. But these things have power because they have something to hook into in us. And so we'll talk about how to defeat a cabal. These are some of the results of an assignment: unbelief, confusion, discouragement, insecurity, fear, health issues, major incurable diseases, religious occult attacks, factions, and disunity. Spiritual numbness, lack of intimacy, feelings of guilt, failure, helplessness, hopelessness, abandonment by God. And often as we begin to pull in, then our grace and mercy for others fades. And we have less tolerance and patience for those around us. Jealousy is in us, and jealousy can be directed towards us. And we'll talk a little bit about how to defend ourselves from an attack of jealousy. We were hearing this message. This message comes out of a message that we heard from Betsy Kelstra at RTF, Restoring the Foundations. It was called Special Assignments with an Emphasis on Jealousy. And that, we heard that in the morning on a Thursday morning. That afternoon, we got a call from one of our friends, and he had just resigned his church a few days earlier, but was not feeling well, went to the doctor and found that he was diagnosed with leukemia. We really felt that a lot of it had to do with jealousy. There was jealousy within the church. It was sort of that situation that Solomon had with the two ladies and the baby. He wanted to find out which baby it was, so he decided that they were going to cut the baby in half and give each of them half the baby. And the one said, "Oh, no, no, don't do that. Let her have the child. It's better to the child lives." And then Solomon knew, you know, whose baby it was. But that was sort of the situation with their church. It was, we don't want to split this thing up. He resigned, but there was a lot of jealousy towards him. And the Lord began to speak to us. So I called him a couple days later and prayed for him in the hospital and put the cross between him and all the attack of jealousy coming against him, because and the assignments as well of the darkness. But also encouraging him to look for what might be in him that has given the enemy access for this. And so it's very serious. Jealousy, I don't have time to teach the tree today. We could spend several hours just on this. But there you can see jealousy can be a fruit on the tree. Often we don't like jealousy because it's not a very, it's not one of the designer sins, is it? You know, it's a...